have a...
Rice University professor Bill Arnold just returned from his latest fishing trip to Alaska, where he captured photos of unspoiled nature.
There's no other place that I've ever been that's like this. So I'm very interested in the preservation of the beauty of Alaska.
But as a former Shell oil executive, he believes new energy resources can be developed without harming nature. Unlike environmentalists who denounce U.S. oil company projects in the Arctic and express disappointment in the Obama decision. The opening of the Arctic results from ice being melted by global warming, which scientists conclude is caused in large part by emissions from burning fossil fuels, like oil, which the Arctic holds in abundance.
Probably something like 25% of the undiscovered oil and gas in the world is in the Arctic.
Russia, whose territory borders about half of the Arctic, sees the polar region as vital for its own energy production.
I think their view is that as the traditional resources are dwindling, they need to find new resources, and some of the greatest resources in the world are in that area.
But Bill Arnold says the opening of the Arctic has other strategic aspects. He says Russia has a substantial military presence in the region, unlike the United States, which has a much smaller Arctic exposure. And he says many countries are developing navigation projects for Arctic waters once they are ice-free.
The potential of it is really untested and unknown at this point. But to be able to have that kind of circumnavigation in a relatively tight range in that area could be profoundly important.
As for U.S. energy production, Arnold says it will likely be 7 to 10 years before Shell's exploratory efforts begin to pay off with large-scale production. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.